This is Northwest News from KPLU. The switch to district elections for Seattle City Council gives neighborhoods a chance to bring up neglected needs. In Far North District 5, many voters point to their abundance of streets without sidewalks. For our series Back on the Block, KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer spoke to the candidates about how they would work toward walkability in District 5.
In summer, I took a walk with neighborhood activist Janine Blaylock around the Lake City Library.
We get sidewalks in a really ad hoc basis. We have no sidewalks in the neighborhood.
We're stepping off the sidewalk right now. The sidewalk just ended.
This is what happens everywhere. Sometimes you're walking around mud puddles and into the street.
A lot of people in the North End have stories like this, including the two candidates for City Council District 5, Pastor Sandy Brown and Attorney Deborah Juarez. So I asked Blaylock what she wants to know from the candidates on the walkability issue, and she got right to the money question.
In the event that the Move Seattle transportation levy doesn't pass, how would you propose to fund transportation maintenance and improvements?
In separate interviews, I put that question to Deborah Juarez and to Sandy Brown.
Your budgets reflect your values.
This is Deborah Juarez.
And if you don't have someone in there advocating for you and reflecting your values and your needs, they're not going to get met. So for the North End, I would advocate, obviously, more money from our general budget. And number two, we have to look at impact fees. People who come to do business in your community have to pay for that prosperity.
We'll have to go back to the voters again.
Here's Sandy Brown.
It's very clear that general fund dollars are not enough. And so Move Seattle is almost $1 billion, but that only gets us about half of the way through the infrastructure repairs, maintenance that we need. And so we need Move Seattle Plus.
Now, sidewalks are expensive to build, and like so much else in a district-based council, funding them will mean competing for limited resources. And this next question to the candidates touches on that. It comes from another North End local, though technically he lives across the street from District 5.
Hi, I'm Mike McGinn, and I live in Greenwood.
Former Mayor Mike McGinn's question is about how to lead among competing interests.
One of the reasons I supported districts was I saw how neighborhoods north of 85th, and I live north of 85th, just don't get the resources. You know, all the power brokers in town can figure out how to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into magnificent schemes downtown. Tell me when you've stood up to powerful people. Because if you haven't done it before you became a politician, you're not going to do it after. So tell me when you did it.
I knew this was putting the candidates on the spot a little bit, so I wanted to give them a minute to collect their thoughts. It turns out I need not have worried.
So would you like to take a moment to...
I've got it, sure. I'm ready.
Yeah. Tell me when.
Sandy Brown talked about advocating for the statewide gun background check initiative.
I was one of the key spokespeople, so I participated in the public debates against the gun lobby. And when you're standing up for something like that, as I stood up at Seattle Center with a group of about half dozen open carry gun people standing right in front of me, oftentimes somebody who has an assault rifle or pistols on their belt, and it didn't stop just because there was some opposition.
Then Deborah Juarez took a crack at McGinn's question about standing up to powerful interests.
I have spent my whole life speaking truth to power since the days I was a child on the Puyallup and Nisqually River fighting for our treaty rights. When we were at the Puyallup tribe and I was a senior in high school and we took over the Cascadia building for the Puyallup Nation. When I was 12 years old and I thought we were going roller skating and we took over Daybreak Star. You know, you kind of live your politics.
City Council candidates Deborah Juarez and Sandy Brown out to bring equity and maybe some sidewalks to Far North District 5. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.